We'd like to welcome everyone to the gospel meeting tonight. The word gospel, for those who aren't familiar with it, means good news. And it's good news that we have for you tonight, and we'd like to welcome everyone who is here. Let's begin the meeting with hymn number 19. This might seem like a strange hymn to give out at a gospel meeting because it makes you sing as if you already knew the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And I know as I look around this room that there are many here who can gladly, happily do that. And if you can't sing this hymn in truth, just listen as we sing it. Pay attention to the words. And when we turn to this precious book in a little while, you'll see why we can sing like this. Maybe we could stand and sing number 19. Oh, Christ in thee, my soul. I'd like to sing another hymn, this one that I think all the children will enjoy. It's number 44 on the back of the hymn sheet. This was always a favorite in the Sunday school back home, and I believe still is. Into the tent where a gypsy boy lay. You know, we don't see gypsies very often in North America, but you can still see them in different parts of the world. And this is not to downplay anyone who finds himself in that situation, because God delights to bless, whether rich or poor, old or young. But this is a true story on which this hymn is based. Let's just remain seated and we'll sing number 44.
Into the tent where a gypsy boy lay, dying alone at the foot of the grave. News of salvation we carry, said he. Nobody ever has told it to me.
For me to sing that hymn without choking up a little. When I think of how that little gypsy boy accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior when he had heard for the first time. For the first time. And it's hard for me to believe that there may be people in this favored land of the United States of America who haven't heard about the Lord Jesus. But I was shocked some years ago when two little girls came to our local Sunday school, 8 years old. They were twin girls. And when they were asked about the Lord Jesus Christ and did they know who the Lord Jesus Christ was, they said, "We've never heard of him before." Amazing. Amazing. And yet true. I heard it with my own ears. And so we're not ashamed tonight to take up this precious book, the Word of God, and to do just what we read and what we sung in that hymn, tell it again. Tell it again. I look around this room and I see, for the most part, a company that knows the gospel. I see children and older ones too who have heard the gospel many times. But I ask you tonight, and there may be someone here who hasn't heard it before, but I ask you tonight, if you have heard the gospel of the grace of God before, what does it mean to you? What does the Lord Jesus Christ mean to you tonight? I'd like to turn to the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel, please. 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Here we are going to find three people. Three people. And that word follow is used in connection with all three. All three. That word follow, not only following, but following the Lord Jesus, is used in connection with them. And I believe there's a message here for each one of us. Let's start reading in Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Chapter 18, I beg your pardon. Chapter 18. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18 and verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they that heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Then Peter said, "Lo, we have left all and followed thee." And he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting." Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully entreated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again." And they understood none of those things, and this saying was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, "What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee." And immediately